Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do as we work closer towards entering into Pentecost Sunday. We celebrate the greatness that you are, and we ask that we may be open to your Holy Spirit coming upon us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Thursday before Pentecost Sunday, also known as Thursday of the seventh week of Easter. We are actually just a few days away from Pentecost and also Ordinary Time. And there's an interesting reading there that we can see. It's one of my favorites. And it's a story where Paul is brought before the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin. Now, keep something in mind. Paul was not only a Pharisee, he was an extremely well-learned Pharisee, and he was a very zealous Pharisee. So here he is, he was one of them, and still that whole reality of who he was before his conversion is all still a part of him, and he's strong about what he believes. And so he announces that he is a Pharisee, he is the son of Pharisees. But then in this passage that you can read from the Acts of the Apostles, and this is from the chapter 22 and 23, and you can see this line where he says to them that he is preaching about Jesus, in whom he has the hope of eternal life. And there were Pharisees and Sadducees there, and they had a big fight. Now, in today, if we look at it from today's terms, and I'm not comparing today's terms to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, I'm comparing today's terms to our life today. So we're going to use terms and say, well, this is like the Sadducees and this is like the Pharisees. Not really. I'm not making that comparison. But it is like those who consider themselves cultural Catholics and those who consider themselves totally Catholics. So it's a little different. And cultural Catholics do not believe in eternal life. They believe in following the practices, and they don't believe in eternal life. As a matter of fact, cultural Catholics tend to be atheists who grew up as Catholics. So you have this background. Now imagine if you had real Catholics who embraced everything the church teaches, and then you had cultural Catholics, and someone comes in and says, well, I believe Jesus because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. And the cultural Catholics would reject that because they don't believe in that. And the Catholics who embrace the faith would not reject it. They would celebrate that. And then you have this fight. This is very similar to what happens with Paul. So here he is preaching the resurrection of the dead. And this starts this fight between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But what was Paul's basic teaching? His basic teaching was the whole key of understanding what Jesus did for us gave us resurrection from the dead. That's it. That through Jesus, we have eternal life. And we also believe that Jesus is alive and he is leading us to eternal life. So that's why our prayer life is so important, that we recognize that and we recognize our prayer life. But there are others that do not believe any of this. They may even be what we call cultural Catholics, which means they will follow the traditions of Catholicism, but they basically don't believe in any of it. And unfortunately, you have an issue when cultural Catholics come to the church because they don't believe in anything we do, but they believe in the practices. So you have that, and so they don't believe in the eternal life, yet that is the whole key. And if we look at some of the things in our world today, part of the problems we're experiencing in our world is because people have rejected God. This is why we have to live the faith. People have rejected the whole concept of God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in eternal life. And therefore, their whole understanding of their world changes. So what St. Paul teaches us, and St. Peter as well, is we're called to give a reason for our hope. And the reason for our hope is in Christ we have eternal life. So our whole world is, our whole worldview is completely different. So as you can see, if you look at it that way, you're going to understand that your life is going to be oriented in a different way. Maybe an example that I like to give is that if we understand that eternal life is everything of what we are all about, then that's going to change all our decisions, all of what we are all about, because our focus will be on recognizing that the Lord is calling us to, number one, account for our life here, and calling us to live for the eternal life that he promises us through our baptism and confirmation, first communion, and all the sacraments, and through the Bible, and through the teachings, and through scripture, and through tradition. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. So we're talking here about this very powerful technique that St. Paul uses, and he's using an example of this greater wisdom that the Pharisees and the Sadducees don't have. And that wisdom is, as Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to say when you're brought into such realities. Let the Holy Spirit speak. So we can assume that the Holy Spirit is speaking through Paul, and he knows exactly what is going to lead to this distraction between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees were, they weren't cultural Jews. That's not what I'm saying, although I would refer to that in the Catholic section. But the Sadducees did not believe in eternal life. The Pharisees did. And so you had these two groups, and they started fighting with each other over what St. Paul says, because right away they're saying, well, he's talking about eternal life. We don't believe in eternal life. There is no such thing. And the other group, yes, there is. And they're fighting back and forth. So that you can assume is inspired by the Holy Spirit, who gives these words to St. Paul, who uses these words and distracts them. And, you know, that technique actually works even today. Sometimes you may be dealing with someone who has a purpose in their life to destroy your faith, whether it's Christianity of all its forms, or Catholicism, or the Baptist faith, or whatever. And so they will use their position to mock your faith, or to try to use their position to literally try to bring down your faith. And your response is always, well, this is what Jesus taught, or this is what we learn from the Bible, or this is what we learn from scriptures, or this is what we learn from whatever. And they don't know how to respond. Oftentimes, they have no clue how to respond, because you're speaking about something that, number one, you strongly believe in, and number two, that not only do they don't believe in it, they don't understand it. Because let's be honest, if they understood what we believe, they would believe too. So I've used that technique, and it's very, very effective. Let me tell you, it's very effective. I've even used that technique on national radio, to tell you the truth. Not national public radio, national radio program. Very effective, and the host, who is a household name, had no clue what to do. It was fascinating. So, yeah, and that's what St. Paul uses. It's that same idea. He just brings out this simple teaching. It's a simple statement about eternal life, and it starts this big argument. And then the question can be asked, why does it start a big argument? And the answer is simple. The two sides are entrenched in what they believe in. and they're not going to give on either side. And we can come down to it. Either eternal life exists or it doesn't. If you don't believe it exists and you're entrenched in that, you're not going to make any changes in what you believe. If you do believe it exists and you're entrenched in that, you're not going to make any changes what you believe. And so, but it turns into an argument. And obviously, what would be the best thing to do is to find common ground. But how do you find common ground on two opposing positions? And this is what happens. Well, when St. Paul makes this statement, this is what happens. They start this big fight among each other. They have this opposing ground that they're living in, and nothing's going to change that. So there it begins, and they start arguing and they start walking down the path to violence. They don't have to do that part, but that part is next. And for his own protection, St. Paul is pulled out of that arena. Why? Because they resorted into violence for their parts. This is just a fascinating story, this whole aspect of it is a fascinating story, and it also shows the wisdom of the Holy Spirit guiding the whole thing, and Paul is protected. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.